I'm sorry, 1 Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3. Verse number 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that, whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Our scripture text, verse 17. For it is better that the will of God, I'm going to start again. For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Pray that you help us, Lord, today as we go to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible here talking about suffering and persecution. Kind of along the lines of the Sunday school this morning. There is a phrase in this scripture, and I know that the Apostle Peter is talking about persecution. The Bible does say all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There's a two-letter word that I would like to look at this morning. The Bible says, for it is better if the will of God be so. If. Peter is saying here, if it's God's will that you go through this, amen. God's plan is better than the alternative. If the will of God, I'm not guaranteeing you that it's God's will that you're going to suffer in this area, but if that happens, it's better for you. And so that's what I want to talk to us about this morning. If it be God's will, amen, suffering for Christ, the Apostle Paul, in our Sunday school lesson this morning, was beaten with many stripes, Sunday school writer, went into that. You know, life has many twists and turns and mountains and valleys that we never thought possible. And I'd like for the Lord to help us this morning. But the song that Sister Bethany just sang said, I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender, they're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll walk with him, I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I don't want to take this scripture out of context this morning, but I would like to preach to us a little bit different than actually what Peter is talking to us about, and that is suffering in the sense of persecution, even though if you live for God, you don't know what you'll face as a result of that. Sometimes God, it's His will that we'll go through a valley, it's His will that we'll go through a trial, it's His will that we go through something, and that's what I want to talk to us about today. If it's God's will, it's better. That's what the Apostle Peter here said. It is better if the will of God be so that you suffer. And I'm going to stop right there. The Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul was Saul of Tarsus, and he's on the road to Damascus, and he's going down the road, and a light shines from heaven.
And he goes blind, he can't see, you know the story, he can't see, and the man leads him by the hand, leads him into Damascus. And there was a Christian there, a man of God named Ananias, and God spoke to Ananias and said, go down to the street called Straight, and said, there's a house there, I believe the man's name is Judas, said, inquire at his house, and said, ask for one Saul of Tarsus, said, he prays. You know, when God gets a hold of a person and they pray and seek God, amen, things are going to change. The scripture that we started out with this morning, our reading said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. I'm thankful that we serve a God that hears and answers prayer. We're not crying out to like wood and stone or some idol that we don't know, amen, the outcome. But we know that whatever the outcome, he has heard our prayer and it will be for our good. He said, behold, he prays. And Ananias said, oh God, I can't go down there and pray for that man. Said, I've heard many things. Said, matter of fact, he was scared because he didn't know what was happening. Saul, which would become Paul, was coming to that city to bind everyone that called on the name of Jesus and take them back to Jerusalem and have them stoned or have them imprisoned. And Ananias had heard about this. And the Lord told Ananias a phrase there in Acts chapter 9 that I would like to tell you today. Amen. The Bible says that he said unto Ananias, he said, he's seen in a vision, he's coming, and then Ananias argued with the Lord and said, and the Lord said, he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name and before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. He said, for I'm going to show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Hallelujah. I'm going to show Saul of Tarsus, amen, the things that he's going to go through for my name's sake. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that they came by a man that was blind. Amen. And he was blind from birth. And the disciples said there in John, said, Lord, said, who sinned, this man or did his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus said, neither one, but said he was born blind, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah. That man was blind all of them years to bring glory to God. Hallelujah. If it's God's will that you suffer, he said it's better. Amen. And he told Ananias, he said, go down there and pray for Saul. Go down there and pray for that man. He said, because he's a chosen vessel unto me, and I'm going to show him how he's going to suffer for my name's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so thankful that God's will, amen, can be accepted. I believe that it's important that we accept the will of God. You know, I mean, we'll drive ourselves crazy trying to figure out why God allows things to happen to our life. Y'all with me this morning? I said we'll drive ourselves crazy trying to figure out why God allows things to happen unto us. But the scripture here says, if it be so, amen, if the will of God be so that you suffer. I don't believe that it's God's will that we suffer all the time. I don't believe that God just sits up there and sees how a cat and mouse game, see just how bad he can make it on us and how hard he can make it on us. But God does bring glory to his name through our trials and through our tests and through our disappointments. And through our hard times and through our trials. Amen. And I would like for the Lord to help me today and speak to our hearts from his word this morning. Amen. The Bible says that the Apostle Paul, amen, had all those revelations in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And he said, I don't know if I was in the body or out of the body, but he said, I ascended up into the third heaven. And he said, I knew that I heard things that I couldn't, it wasn't even lawful for man to utter. He said, and I could glory in myself. He said, but I will glory in mine infirmities. He said, because he said, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. Amen. And he said, lest I should be exalted above measure. He said, the thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Amen. And he said, I besought the Lord three times that he would remove it from me. He said, I asked God three times Amen. It kind of sounded like to me it was God's will for him to have it. What about y'all? Hallelujah. He said, I besought the Lord three times. This man was a man of prayer. Amen. A man of God. He said, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Jesus Christ had a better plan that Paul couldn't see at that time when he's crying out to God. Amen. Crying out to God for help. Amen. But the scripture here says, if it's God's will, if it's God's will, it could be God's will. Amen. Paul, you're crying out to God three different times that the Lord, amen, would cause this thorn in the flesh. And, you know, we don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us what that thorn in the flesh is. We've had a lot of speculation. Commentators, just about every commentator will agree to disagree that it's something else. One will say it's this and other will say it's that. Amen. One will say that it was Paul's eyesight, that Paul had poor eyesight and that he couldn't see. And so, amen, and they've got scriptures that they back up that Paul couldn't see very good. And his eyesight was in such a way that was his thorn in the flesh. And he was seeing others healed and others blessed and others touched. And God, amen, wouldn't heal his own eyes. And then several will agree on this, that they thought it was Stephen's death and that he was tormented by Stephen's death and knowing that he was the one that had murdered Stephen. And Paul does call himself a murderer. But I believe, and I've said it, I believe that Paul's thorn in the flesh is not written in the Bible for a reason. Because you know that Paul's thorn in the flesh could be exactly what I'm facing. We don't know. Paul's thorn in the flesh could be exactly what you're facing. Amen. Paul's thorn in the flesh could be exactly what our brother or sister or whoever is facing. We don't know. It could have been physical. Amen. It could have been emotional. It could have been a lie of the devil. It could have been attack on his mind. It could have been attack on his body. It could have been something totally different. Amen. But regardless of the fact, amen, he cried out to God that it would remove, but the Lord basically told him, this is my will and my grace is sufficient for thee. If it is God's will for us to go through it, amen. Don't you want God's will? We all say, I want God's will in my life. Amen. Well, what about that thorn in the flesh? I don't want that thorn in the flesh. Amen. But if it is God's will, I definitely want to accept it. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, amen, Chapter 1 and verse 7, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Gold perisheth, but it's much more precious than that. Amen. He said the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that'll perish. Amen. It's far more valuable. It's far more, amen, dependable. Hallelujah. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, who sinned? Jesus said, nobody sinned. But I'll tell you what happened. Said God wanted to get glory through this man. Amen. Lazarus died and Jesus said, amen, he is going to come out of that grave for the glory of God. He said, I'm going to raise him up for the glory of God. Said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The will of God in our life being accomplished is more important and more precious than gold that'll perish. Gold will perish. Gold will, amen, go away. Amen. But God's will, when it's accomplished in our life, will never fade away. Hallelujah. If it be God's will, chosen, God chooses us. There's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 48. Amen. Where he talks about the furnace of affliction. Amen. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse number 10. He said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? Amen. And I will not give my glory unto another. Amen, brother and sister. I said a while ago, I'll say it again. We'll drive ourselves insane trying to figure out why. Amen. But there's such peace that overwhelms the soul. Amen. That is in total unity with God and said, God, amen. Like Job said, let come on me what will. Amen. We can't explain everything. We can't understand everything, but we can know a few things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Job was a man that was perfect. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Job was a perfect man. And yet look at the suffering that he went through. Look at the trials he went through. Oh, God, help me this morning to preach to you. I'd like to preach to you. Amen. There's needs here today, and God knows all about it. Amen. And God's word says, if it's God's will, hallelujah, that you suffer. Don't you want to accept God's will? If somebody came and said, don't you want God's will? My immediate reply would be, yes, I want God's will.
God's will is not always what we want. It's not always what we think.
He said, for mine own sake, even mine own sake will I do it. I chose thee for the furnace of affliction. Amen. I know that the scripture says, for it is better. Hallelujah. It is better. Praise God. Romans chapter 8 verse 28, we could all quote it. Surely we could all quote it together, for we know that all things, can somebody say all things? Hallelujah. Can you really mean that? All things, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. His purpose, hallelujah, the will of God, His purpose, it is better. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it is better. God has a better plan. Amen. God has a greater yes. God has a better answer. Amen. Than what we could figure out. Amen. When we place it in God's hands, sometime we wonder, how in the world are you going to work it out? How in the world are you going to help us? How in the world are you going to bring us through? Amen. Just like in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, amen, we're troubled on every side. Hallelujah. We are perplexed, persecuted, cast down. Oh, God, sounds like all bad. Amen. But I just skipped through those verses. Amen. You that know your Bible know I just skipped through and read part of it. Let's read it in its fullness. Right here it said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. How come? Because I know that it's better. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Verse number 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. What a shame to go through this whole life and never bring glory to God and never bring praise to God. And so God has something better. Hallelujah. The Bible said, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving may redound to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. My God, help us. If you put it on the scale like the penny marks this morning, amen, the boys against the girls, who's got the most weight? Who's got the most pennies? Who's going to win? Amen. If you put it on the scale and tried to figure out, amen, God's work in my life, amen, or my plan, amen, it may endure some suffering, hardship, bad news, troubles, amen, and trials, but the good far outweighs the bad. Amen. It goes from better to best. Amen. We don't look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Amen. God has a better plan. God has a bigger plan. God has a greater plan. Amen. And it might be God's will for us to go through something. Hallelujah. It might be God's will for us to suffer just a little while. Amen. But you can mark down, Job said, I looked on the right hand and he wasn't there. I looked on the left hand and he wasn't there. I looked in front of me and behind me. But he said, better. I'm talking about better now. He said, but I knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. When I come out of here, I'm going to be better. When I come out of this trial, I'm going to be greater. I'm going to be closer to God. Can I get a witness here today? Amen. We do go through stuff. We do misunderstand. We can't figure it out. Amen. And I come to you this morning with a burden to preach to you. Amen. If we'll make up our mind, I'm going to accept God's will. Hallelujah. I'm going to accept God's will. If it's God's will for something to be good, my, how quick we accept it. Job's wife said, curse God and die. You still retain your integrity. Amen. You know what Job said in so many words? We accept the good from God. Why can't we accept the bad from God? Hallelujah. If he gives me a sour lemon, amen, I'm still going to say that he's my God. If he lets me go through the valley, I'm just going to lean just a little bit closer. Amen. I'm learning to lean on the Lord. I'm learning I'm going to be better. Job said, when he hath tried me, amen, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Somebody today, amen, I want to tell you, according to God's word, it's better. Hallelujah. Amen. If it's God's will for us to go through a trial, it's better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Job's wife come in there after all that. He lost his everything. Said, do you still retain your integrity? Said, curse God and die. My Lord, help us today. We talked about that this morning in Sunday school. That Philippian jailer grabbed out that sword and was going to cut his throat off. The devil said, you might as well commit suicide. You'd be better off. What a lie of the devil. Job's wife said, curse God and die. Amen. You'd just be better off. Oh, God, help us. Amen. But Job said, shall we not receive? Amen. Good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? God's good to me. Amen. I'm going to take whatever God gives me because I know the way. He knoweth the way that I take. I wish we could get a hold of this morning. Amen. I may not can explain it to you. Amen. I may have stood there, amen, with family and friends. Amen. And so hard to understand why or what was taking place. Amen. But when you decide you're going to trust, amen, that my hand is in the hand of God. Amen. And whatever God brings on me, I'm going to take it. Amen. Whatever God brings my way, amen, it's from Him, and I'm going to take it. You ever thought about Job? Hallelujah. The devil did all that to Job. And Job never brought up the devil's name one time. That old sorry scandal, all he wants is attention. The devil. The devil brings it all. We come to church, the devil, the devil, the devil. Job come to church, said, bless God, hallelujah, the Lord put me in a trial. Devil stood over and said, he didn't even mention me. He missed the whole point. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come back again. The Bible said Job shaved his head and fell on his face and worshiped God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know the devil, amen, can cause things in our life, but God is the one that allows it. Amen. And if God allows it, I'll accept it. Amen. And I'll walk through this valley and come out the other side better. Can somebody say better? better. Hallelujah. The scripture text said, for it is better if the will of God be so. My, this don't seem better. Amen. According to my plan, according to my thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. I just don't think, amen, that this is better, Brother Sam. I know, but God knows all things. Amen. And He has a better plan than we could ever imagine. Amen. There they was coming out. Amen. Dressed in white robes. Praise God. What a number of people coming out there. And John looked at them. Amen. He said, who are these? Oh God. Who are these? Can you imagine? Amen. As John the apostle stood there in Revelation in that vision on the Isle of Patmos. And he looked and saw these saints. Amen. Coming out. Hallelujah. Coming dressed in white robes. Amen. Arrayed. And John said, who are these? Amen. That angel said, you know who they are. He said, who are they? He said, these are they who have come out of great tribulation. My God, they went through the trial. They went through the test. But now look at them. Hallelujah. They're far better. Amen. The devil thought he would get them. Amen. But look at them now. They're far better. Job saw an overcoming church. Hallelujah. Not a church that had been overcome, amen, by sin, sickness, or the devil, but a church that had come out with the victory. I want to tell you, saint of God, today, the devil will beat you down. I said he'll beat you down and beat you down and beat you down. But there'll come a day, amen, when the world will wonder and say, my, who is that? Amen. I'll tell you who it is. That's an old pilgrim. Amen. He went through a lot. She went through a lot. Amen. But they came out of great tribulation. They washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of their testimony, it is better. When we get through the trial and get through the test, but turn around and look, we'll understand it all. What? We will understand it all. Yeah, but I'm messing y'all up. I'm checking you. There's a song that says we'll understand it better by and by. Better. When Job came through that trial, he was far better. And listen to me, saints of God, don't we all want God to make us better? Don't we all want God to make us better? Stand together with me this morning. Sister Bethany's going to come play for us and sing. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Jesus, this morning. We thank You for Your Word. God, as we get into places in our life where we don't understand, help us to trust You, Lord. Like Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust in Him. And saints of God here this morning, everyone's here, God, help us, Lord, to trust You. Help us to trust Your will, God. Help us to trust Your plan. To trust You, Lord. Just to trust You, God. Just to simply trust You, Lord. That Your will is best. Even though it may not always be exactly what I want. But the easiest path to trod. Meet us, Lord, today. You're here today and you're lost. You're not right with God. You need God in your life. You'd like for prayer. I'd like to pray with you this morning. I sure would. I'd like to pray with you. The Lord is faithful. You need God to help you. You need God to touch you in a special way.
I open these altars for you, sinner friend. The Lord loves you. He wants to save you. Repent of your sin. Call out on the name of the Lord. Come in repentance. You'll find that God is waiting. You'll find that God is ready. You're here this morning. You need prayer. You're facing things I know. Amen. We know about situations and troubles. Amen. But God knows more than we could ever imagine. Amen. And call out to the Lord. If you'd like to have special prayer, we'll take this time to pray right now. And Sister Bethany sings, you need prayer this morning. Prayer for your body. Amen. Just come. Prayer for your mind. Prayer for situations in your life. Amen. We'll pray as a church for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.